InfoWars.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Tuesday, October the 16th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. I don't think it's been a good 24 hours for Elizabeth Warren. She has jumped into a tar baby of identity politics, and we're going to a little bit of an update on that. But also, it hasn't been a good 24 hours or so for the prostitute lawyer, Avenatti, as we had the judge dismiss his lawsuit that he filed on behalf of his prostitute client, Stormy Daniels, against President Trump, accusing him of defamation, not definition, but defamation. And the judge threw that out and ordered Stormy Daniels, and I guess her lawyer, or whoever, to pay the legal fees of President Trump. You know, first, Avenatti was shamed for his identity politics. You know, he identified as Beto, and he raised money in Beto's name, and he took half of it. So he identified as being half Beto, just like Elizabeth Warren identified as being Cherokee. And now he has been shown to be, yet again, a sham lawyer looking for publicity, prostituting himself to the media, trying to gain attention. But that's essentially what Beto O'Rourke is doing. There's going to be a debate tonight between Beto O'Rourke and Ted Cruz. It'll be interesting to see what happens, because what I find interesting is that with everybody talking about Elizabeth Warren and her Pocahontas faux heritage, nobody is talking about Beto O'Rourke being a faux Hispanic. This guy has 0%. Now, Elizabeth Warren may have 0.09% Cherokee heritage as they went through all this, but Beto O'Rourke is running a flat zero. Robert Francis O'Rourke is an Irishman. He's not Hispanic. And this is nothing but identity politics. But folks, the real identity of these people is their communist heritage. And that is really where they are getting their money and their policies. Their money from George Soros and their policies from Soros as well. So we're going to expose that. We're also going to take a look at some developments on the case of the rogue killers, as President Trump is saying. There's been a lot of interesting developments in this, and there's a lot of behind-the-scenes cloak and dagger, not just the murder of the reporter or his alleged dismemberment by the hands of the Saudi assassins. I think that's the word that President Trump should have used, because remember, assassins were originally an Islamic sect that were being sent out to do murder for political reasons during the Crusades. But he called them rogue killers. I don't know if it's rogue killers, but definitely Saudi Arabia is a rogue state, working with our rogue government, elements of our rogue government, the CIA. They have been as joined at the hip with the CIA as our dollar and our Federal Reserve has been joined with them since the time that Nixon and Kissinger created the petrodollar, took us off the gold standard, and put us at the disposal of these Saudis. So we're going to take a look at the update of that as well. And as we have these other pieces of truth that are hitting us, we have the Trump administration has now planned to require drug companies to include prices in their ads. I mean, what is the world coming to when first, you have the Trump administration under Scott Pruitt telling the climate scientists, you've got to show your data. Now, President Trump's other administrator in Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, is telling big pharmaceutical companies that they have to show their prices as part of these ads, these Ask Your Doctor ads that basically fund all of cable news. What is the world coming to? Big Pharma is screaming like they just got a shot because, you know, the truth hurts.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party. leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this October 16th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. I guess the theme for this broadcast today, at least the early part of this, might be the truth hurts. It really hurt Michael Avenatti. The judge say this wasn't defamation, it was hyperbole. They had a lawsuit against President Trump, he and his prostitute client. The judge threw out the lawsuit and demanded that they pay the legal fees of President Trump. And now there's another very hurtful piece of truth for big pharmaceutical companies. The Trump administration is planning to require drug companies to include their prices when they put up ads. You know, this is one of the side effects that they don't want you to know about. Poverty. Use of this drug may lead to poverty. It's not just ask your doctor. It really has to be, in most of these cases, ask your lender or ask your banker. Can you afford to get on this? I don't know if the insurance companies are going to pay for this or not, but I think this is a great way, folks, to come after the greedy pharmaceutical companies. It's not going to be liked by Fox News or by CNN or MSNBC because their programs are mostly paid for by these drug companies who are ripping us off and killing us with their drugs. Because you see these drugs and you see the people running in slow motion in the fields while you got somebody rapidly reading all the different side effects of cannabis, and you know, just ask your doctor. He'll explain all this to you, why this is not really a problem. Under the new proposal announced by Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, drug manufacturers would need to state the list price of a 30-day supply of any drug covered through Medicare and Medicaid. See, they're ripping off all the taxpayers as well. Not just you as a patient, not just your insurance company, but the ultimate insurance company is Medicare and Medicaid. So if the 30-month supply costs $35 a month or more, they would have to list this on the ad. And the interesting thing is the 10 most commonly advertised drugs, remember the price level for this is $35, because the 10 most commonly advertised drugs cost anywhere from $535 a month to $11,000 a month. That's right. Ask your doctor and your lender if you can afford to go on this. Under the proposal, companies would be required to post that information in clear, legible text on screen at the end of the ad, over the slow motion running in the field and the tranquilizing music that they have. Now, the pharmaceutical industry, not surprisingly, opposes this, arguing that it would confuse consumers. Yes, I think all of us are going to be confused as to how they can justify $11,000 per month for any drug and why it costs so much more in America than it does anywhere else. It's called regulatory capture. They've regulatorily captured the FDA. This is a great move. And again, it's not what ultimately needs to happen. What ultimately needs to happen is we need to get rid of the FDA and the DEA. They don't even have any authority over drugs. There is no constitutional authority for them to do that. Certainly what they're doing could be and should be done by the local state governments, where we would have a lot of different state governments would say, this is enough. See, it's very easy for giant multinational corporations to come in and by a few senators, by a few congressmen, and by a few bureaucrats in Washington. It's a lot harder for them to come after the people that are closer to the community, the people in state and local government. And one of the things that we need to do is to devolve power and corruption from the center. We have so much corruption in Washington because there's too much power there. And so we need to have more people involved in the legislative process. In the same way that in the state of New Hampshire, they have the largest number of representatives per capita of any Democratic government in the world. And I remember 25 years ago, people would say, if you spend more than $1,000 trying to get elected to the state house in New Hampshire, they accuse you of buying the election, trying to buy the election. Here in Texas, we got Beto O'Rourke with $38 million running for Senate. Now, when you're raising that kind of money, that tells you something. It's not $1,000, but $38 million for one office. That kind of money is flowing to people like this because there's so much power over our lives in Washington. And every time there is a problem, everyone demands that Washington fix it. And so the power in Washington gets greater and greater. And so does the corruption. We need to be able to devolve this. And even if we don't have a constitutional amendment someday to increase the number of congressmen, which I think is really what we ought to do, we ought to go back to the original design of the Congress. And we ought to limit the number of people that can be represented by any congressman to about 50,000, which is what their original idea was. That would be about 10 times or more the number of congressmen that we currently have. And I think that is doable with the technology we have today. It's not a technical issue anymore. It would keep people, as a matter of fact, instead of going to Washington and living there all the time, it'd keep them in their community. But another way to approach this is to devolve power away from Washington, to take it back to the states, where it rightfully belongs under the Ninth and Tenth Amendment. Virtually all the stuff that's being done by Washington doesn't belong in Washington. And as The Hill is pointing out, ironically, pharma, P-H-R-M-A, with the H lowercase, pharma, the deep-pocketed trade group representing the pharmaceutical companies in the U.S., tried getting ahead of the czar's announcement, telling reporters Monday morning that its members would begin directing patients to more information about drug costs and TV ads. So it's like, oh, we'd already thought of this. You're not forcing us to do this. We already thought of it. It's kind of like what the MPAA did years ago with the hypersexualization and corruption in Hollywood. They had the MPAA to self-censor themselves because it was going to come after them until that all kind of fell apart. But Big Pharma actually sponsors a morning report for The Hill, as I showed you the other day. They are on the top of the list in Washington in terms of donors, and they're on the top of the list when it comes to the news. Why do you think that so much news is being shut down? Why do we have this kind of war? I mean, who is killing 800 alternative news media sites 2 months after they killed InfoWars on social media? They're coming after 800 alternative media sites. Everybody's concerned about Khashoggi, the one journalist who worked for the Washington Post, but nobody is concerned about who killed the 800 alternative media sites, who's behind the murder that was carried out by the assassins at Facebook. You know, another piece of truth that seems to be hurting is in China. You know, the Chinese government has their social credit scores, and they are very, very anxious about their public image. It was just recently that President Xi banned anyone from putting up anything about Winnie the Pooh, and he banned the movie itself because it had been used to make slight fun of him. And now they've got a blogger who has been punished for disrespecting the national anthem. In a video circulating online, a 20-year-old did a live stream, showed her humming and marching music before she started to recite the first line of the national anthem while waving her hands as if conducting an orchestra. And so has now been punished. I want you to hear what this anthem sounds like. Let's play a little bit of the March of the Volunteers. Volunteers, yeah, you volunteer now. Here's what the March of the Volunteers. There we go. And I'll wave my hands and make fun of it, because why not get on another blacklist for yet another government? I'm on the CIA blacklist. I might as well be on the Chinese blacklist. So there's a salute to President Xi. She even greeted it. Hello. Good evening, comrades. Good evening, comrades. Here's your latest news propaganda. Your praise and worship for our deified leader, President Xi. And we'll be right back with more worship of government. Stay with us.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week, and so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2, and we got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. And as you ask your doctor, your eyes are now going to be seeing the prices of those amazing pharmaceutical drugs, and your eyes will be tearing as well as in pain, I'm sure, as Secretary of Health and Human Services Alex Azar said, patients deserve to know what a given drug will cost, and they're being told about the benefits and risks it may have, and they deserve to know when a drug company has pushed its prices to abusive levels, and they deserve to know this every time they see a drug advertised to them on TV. Again, if the drug costs more than $35 per month for a course of treatment, then they have to put the price up as part of their long disclaimers that now take longer than the part of the ad that describes the purported benefits. And as they pointed out, the top 10 most commonly advertised drugs have list prices ranging from $535 per month to $11,000 per month. Doctor, that will make my eyes water when I see that. But let's go back to China, because we have this censorship by the Chinese government. Last year, they introduced a law that would allow them to arrest you for 15 days if you mock the national anthem. What would that? Can you imagine if President Trump did that to the NFL football players? I don't want to see it happen, but one part of me would like to see that happen. I like free speech too much in the U.S., but you almost want to see that happen. But there, their song is called, their national anthem is ironically called March of the Volunteers. Because, you know, everybody in China volunteers to follow the leader. And it's part of the lyrics to it. Arise, you who refuse to be slaves. Let us build a great wall. A great firewall is what they're building right now. And this was a 20-year-old who live streamed this. And so they came there and arrested her as she was live streaming. Again, you know, waving, you know, like she's directing the music. And they said, oh, that wasn't respectful enough. I mean, she really, I don't know if she was being disrespectful or not. It's a hard thing to judge from one culture to another. It doesn't sound like she was being disrespectful. Maybe she was. Hello, good evening, comrades. She didn't say anything about Winnie the Pooh or anything. She could have paid the theme song from Disney's Winnie the Pooh. But she's waving her arms, conducting the music. And the Shanghai police, as they arrested her, I guess, said that she was disrespectful to the dignity of the national anthem. And she invited disgust among netizens. Netizens. You know, citizens of the net. Isn't that kind of strange? Netizens. And they said, live streaming sites are not outside of the law. In other words, they've got people monitoring the live streams for any kind of mockery, making an example of people like this 20-year-old blogger. And so, just as YouTube shut down the live stream of our program in mid-broadcast, so did the Chinese government. Oh, amazing. She is now back in their good graces, perhaps. After she apologized last week, she vowed to stop live streaming and to conduct self-rectification and seriously watch patriotic publicity films. Maybe I should try that with Google. Google, will you put me back on for live stream? Will you put my videos back if I promise self-rectification and if I promise to seriously watch CIA documentaries and give the official story of the Mockingbird version? Will you promise to put me back there if I swear that 9/11 really happened the way the government claims it happened, that three skyscrapers fell into the footprints in just a couple of hours after two planes hit two of the buildings and then all three of them fell down? If I stop saying that, will you put me back on? If I stop criticizing the Federal Reserve, will you put me back on? If I stop complaining about CIA torture or police abuse, will you put me back on? Please, YouTube, I will confess self-rectification. How about that? It's not going to happen on either side. Apple, meanwhile, is looking at what's happening to the Chinese economy. And you have analysts of Goldman Sachs here saying that they're very concerned about Apple stock, Apple earnings, they say, are in jeopardy. Goldman Sachs says there has been an unheard-of collapse in Chinese smartphone demand. And so I imagine that Tim Cook is looking at this headline and saying, I did all this sucking up to Chinese communist dictators, and this is what I get? My stock's going to go down. because they're not buying my smartphones. I did everything I could for these people. Maybe the same thing's going to happen to Google one day, too, right? As they point out, it's not just auto sales that are tumbling in China. It's also smartphones and real estate prices and every metric that you want to look at. Just as I was talking to Gerald Salenti yesterday, things are getting very grim in China. And that is a very worrying sign because they are a big part of the world economy already. And President Trump, as he was talking to Leslie Stahls on 60 Minutes on Sunday, she said, I've dropped quite a bit. He goes, yeah, 30-some-odd percent. That's greater than the Great Depression was. Well, do you want to do that? No, I don't want to do that. But I'm not going to let them rob us blind, is what President Trump was saying. And she kept portraying the Chinese as being victims, talking about how President Trump was hostile to these people who lock up bloggers because a 20-year-old blogger that has the audacity to play the national anthem and conduct it with her hands, as opposed to, I guess, standing there rigidly saluting or whatever the appropriate posture is, would probably execute these football players if they did that type of thing to the Chinese anthem in that country. But they pointed out that auto sales had deteriorated 12% year-over-year in September. They had been down 4% year-to-year in August and July, but then they really took a dive in September. But smartphones went down 15% year-to-year in the third quarter. And Goldman Sachs said that was unheard of in a typically seasonally strong third quarter. And they said, according to Goldman Sachs, China currently contributes 13 million of Apple's 80 million total iPhone units. And so that's about 16% drop in iPhones if they were to lose a large part of that market. So I don't know. You know, what's Tim Cook supposed to do? Maybe, here's an idea. Maybe Tim Cook could make up for that drop in Chinese iPhone sales by stop acting like a Chinese dictator himself, which is what he did when he took down the number one news app on the Apple Store, our own InfoWars app. He just took that down. He doesn't care what Apple users want to see. And this kind of authoritarian arrogance is what has characterized Apple under Tim Cook. So, you know, bottom line is, folks, if he doesn't do that, just arise, you who refuse to be slaves. Pitch your iPhone, stop forking over money to Apple, and get your pitchforks and tell the Congress that they better start enforcing the First Amendment, because it's not okay for corporations to steal our First Amendment, our free speech. Those are basic human rights, and they shouldn't be allowed to be stolen. And you've already got the template for what to do. Look at your 1946 Supreme Court decision, Marsh versus Alabama. It'll tell you that even if a corporation owns the public square, it's still the public square, and they don't get to censor free speech. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
In a college that you probably haven't heard of. I'd never heard of it before. Savannah College of Art and Design in Savannah, Georgia. They have a building at that college, and it's the Clarence Thomas Center for Historic Preservation. And there is a liberal snowflake there who does not want Clarence Thomas preserved in history. She wants his name taken off the building, and she has filed a change.org petition calling for Clarence Thomas' name to be taken off of that. She says that students here feel unsafe because he is a sexual predator. We're going into a building that is named after a sexual predator. This is a school of art and design. What are they teaching them there? I don't know. That's just her her impression of this. Her name is Sage Lucero. She told Campus Reform the university reached out to her in early October. She said that one of the residents of the school said they were basically trying to get my opinion and more so to listen. She said, it's so utterly disgraceful to me that I attended a school where a building was named after a sexual predator. I would imagine that the other students who graduated from this school, even though it is an art school, they might feel embarrassed about having graduated from a school that has somebody like this putting out petitions to try to take Clarence Thomas's name down. You know, let's denigrate Clarence Thomas. He never had his day in court. Again, it was a he said, she said. She had absolutely no corroboration of that. And he was not a sexual predator. She was offended by some remarks that he had to say. There was no allegation even of any physical contact, let alone rape, like there was with Bill Clinton. And then Anita Hill, a few years later, defended Bill Clinton on charges of rape. Defended Bill Clinton against charges of predation against Monica Lewinsky. None of that mattered to Juanita Hill at that point. But they come after Clarence Thomas. Why? Because he's a conservative. They don't really care about Barack Obama. You know, at the same time, all this stuff was going on with Kavanaugh. They had the same day on the Daily Mail a story about cannabis inflicting long-term damage on teenage brains. And then they were talking about these drunken parties that Brett Kavanaugh had. And it's like, well, okay, if you're worried about cannabis and its effect on teenage brains, then why don't you have something to say about Barack Obama? Because this is a guy who spent his entire formative years in a haze, as he admitted himself, a pot-filled haze. And when I look at this article about Canadian students, they're going to have the first 24 students to major in growing pot are going to be graduating from a Canadian college. As Canadians prepare for legalization of recreational cannabis, 24 students are becoming the first in the country to get formal credentials in growing pot, reports Yahoo.com. And when I saw this article, I went hysterical laughing. I said, well, they're not the first, because Obama majored in pot when he was a college student. He just didn't get a degree in that. We don't really know what his degree was in, because we've never seen the transcripts. But he did confess that he majored in pot. But I also thought it was funny that you would need to get a college degree in order to grow something called a weed. It grows like a weed, so why do you need a college degree? And then my wife reminded me that I can't grow anything. I have a black thumb. So she's... She said, you probably couldn't grow it if you tried. So they're saying, what are they going to be covering in this curriculum? They said they're learning the business side. The business side. If you're growing this crop, how much is it going to cost you? Oh, about 10 to 20 years, probably, in the U.S. They said it is an extremely unique plant, and people have a real emotional attachment to it. They actually said that. They have a real emotional attachment to it. Now, there's been some interesting paradigm shifts, as Free Thought Project points out in the last couple of weeks. They said a massive paradigm shift when you have police who have been arresting thousands of people for having pot are now in Canada going to be allowed to smoke it themselves. So now the Vancouver Police Department in Canada has prepared to legalize cannabis. As they're going to legalize it for recreational use, they're going to allow the police to use it as long as they arrive for work fit for duty, quote unquote. The police board effectively rejected suggestions that officers should have to undergo a 24-hour pre-shift period of abstinence from cannabis before every shift, says the Toronto Star, because they acknowledge that, quote, cannabis affects different individuals to varying degrees, and there is no medical consensus on how long cannabinoids like THC, the main psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, take to clear the system. So now they're going to treat it as they do alcohol. So as long as you don't arrive drunk, you can drink alcohol off duty. As long as you don't arrive stoned, you can smoke pot off duty. And Canadian troops can now grow beards and smoke weed. We're going to have to redo the pictures of the Canadian Mounties. And in the U.S., even in New Jersey weed man, who I've interviewed several times, mainly because of the stands that he took on jury nullification. But also, most recently, it was about not being given a trial and being detained for nearly a year, just like the political prisoners at the Bundy standoff were detained for over 2 years before they were given a trial. So what's that in the Constitution about a speedy trial? What is that about being able to get bail? Because that was what's denied to a New Jersey weed man in the last arrest that he had. And then prior to that, he was standing up for everybody's right to trial by jury, which we have nearly lost in this country. Folks, the interesting thing to me about marijuana is the fight to take back our basic liberties. And if the only thing that people will fight for anymore is the liberty to smoke pot, then I'll fight with them for the liberty to smoke pot. And then after they get a taste of that freedom, maybe they'll get a taste for maybe due process or search warrants or a free press and free speech, you know, maybe we could take back some of those other freedoms. We're going to have to do it at the state and local level. We're going to have to do it by nullifying the overreach of the federal government. That's why these referenda that we've had or legislative agendas throughout the various states are so important, because they have shut down the federal government, and not even a drug warrior like Jeff Sessions dare challenge the legalization of marijuana in 60% of the states for medical use, and then probably another 8 or 9, I guess it is, for recreational use. But New Jersey is not one of those. They have a little bit of medical freedom there, but not for recreational use. And Free Thought Project had a video of New Jersey Weed Man, who has been harassed constantly in New Jersey for being an activist, for getting in their face for civil disobedience, and then getting away with it by using jury nullification. He knew that the vast majority of people did not support criminalization of marijuana, so he didn't try to hide that. And the first time, when he had a hostile judge who wouldn't let him talk about jury nullification, which is a part of the New Jersey Constitution, by the way. And so he put the New Jersey Constitution up, and the judge wouldn't let him talk about that. But he just mentioning it, he got 7 of the 12 jurors to vote for acquittal, and that was a hung jury. But then they came after him a second time. The next time, he got a judge that allowed him to keep up the part of the New Jersey Constitution that talks about the fact that juries have not only the right but the duty to think about whether or not they agree with the law and whether or not they agree with the penalties that are being assessed with the law, how it's being enforced, for example. It's not just that they are there to rubber stamp the law and to decide whether or not the crime was committed. He said, yeah, I did it, and the law is wrong. And so he had them nullify that law. So now you got a picture of him peacefully lighting up a marijuana cigarette, and the police don't do anything about it, even though he is standing there saying, hey, buddy, we're selling weed out here, $20, right outside the state house in New Jersey. And the police just kind of walk by and is like, don't mess with that guy. He knows what juries are for. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
On the bank of the river, stood running bare, young Indian brave. On the other side of the river, stood his lovely Indian maid.
All right, it's the tale of Running Bear and Little White Dove, who wants to run for president in 2020. And she is laying hold of that claim to Cherokee ancestry. As I've said before, I've played that song from the 1950s, a little novelty song. And I said, I think this is where this story came from. I don't think it has anything to do with her family history. But they've actually gone back and looked at her family history, and there is a connection to the Cherokees and the Trail of Tears, but it's not what she would want you to believe. As a delicious piece of irony in this. But the Wall Street Journal came out yesterday with the test that she put out. It said, did Elizabeth Warren just kill identity politics? Let's hope so. But I don't think she has. Because nobody has mentioned the fact that we have Robert O'Rourke, who has laid claim to being Hispanic. Every sign I see of his here in Texas, where he's running for Senate, says Beto. Nowhere on it does it say O'Rourke. It says Beto. And he is pretending that he is Hispanic. He is the trans-Hispanic, as I've said, and he's getting away with it. So, yo, identity, sorry, Wall Street Journal, I wish that it was dead, because I'm sick and tired of the self-loathing white liberals who want to be anything other than what they are. There you go. That's what the signs look like. Beto for Senate. You know, vote for me. I'm Hispanic. And he's not. He's Robert Francis O'Rourke. He's like a Kennedy. Even drives like Ted Kennedy, drunk. And he's arrested for drunk driving, and he was arrested for burglary. But we're not supposed to see that part of his heritage. Now, he's got a heritage, all right. It's a heritage of communism, just like Elizabeth Warren. But the genetic test that she trumpeted out there, said, oh, look at this. See, I had a DNA test, and President Trump said if I could show my DNA test that I had Cherokee DNA, that he would pay me $1 million. Well, it turns out, as you've probably seen by now, that in terms of DNA, she is only 1,024th Cherokee. And to put that in perspective, the best way, the best tweet or comment on this that I've seen is from Ann Coulter, who said, okay, so she's 1,024th Cherokee. So take that $1 million that President Trump promised to pay and give her 1,024th of that, a little over $900, and donate it to a mental health charity. because this lady is crazy, insane. As the Wall Street Journal said, the genetic test appears to show she has less of a claim to Native American heritage than the average white person in the United States. And the Cherokees are not happy about Elizabeth Warren either. Yesterday afternoon, the Cherokee Nation put out a statement saying that DNA tests are useless in determining tribal citizenship, and that people using DNA to connect themselves to the Cherokee Nation is inappropriate. It's cultural misappropriation, just like it is when Beto tries to culturally misappropriate Hispanic citizenship or background. Elizabeth Warren said, quoted the Boston Globe, that said, at every step of her remarkable rise in the legal profession, the people responsible for hiring her saw her as a white woman. Oh, of course. You know, I'm sure that it had absolutely nothing to do with her getting a teaching position at Harvard. The same people that are being sued right now for discriminating against Asians, Harvard, their affirmative action suit, where they say that if you're Asian, you have to score higher on the SATs than other groups in order to even be considered to go to Harvard. So why would anybody think that Harvard would look at Elizabeth Warren's background? I'm sure that's not true. And I'm sure that if they had considered the fact that Elizabeth Warren claimed ancestry of being a Cherokee, I'm sure that if that was a factor in their considerations, I'm sure they would tell us at Harvard because, you know, that they're so honest at Harvard. This is what the Cherokees had to say. They said a DNA test is useless to determine tribal citizenship. Current DNA tests do not even distinguish whether a person's ancestors were indigenous to North or South America. Sovereign tribal nations set their own legal requirements for citizenship. Using a DNA test to lay claim to any connection to the Cherokee Nation makes a mockery out of DNA tests and its legitimate uses while also dishonoring legitimate tribal governments and their citizens whose ancestors are well documented and whose heritage is proven. Senator Warren is undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage. That's from the Cherokee Nation Secretary of State Chuck Hoskin, who actually is a Cherokee. And then an associate professor in Native Studies at the University of Alberta, Ken Tallbear, and maybe he's descended from Running Bear, I don't know, but he is a real Cherokee or a real Indian. He said that this using these DNA tests is a very dangerous strike against tribal sovereignty. He said for Elizabeth Warren to center a Native American ancestry test as the next move in her fight with Republicans is to make yet another strike, even if unintended, against tribal sovereignty. He said, actually, he's not a Cherokee. He is descended from Cheyenne and Arapaho tribes in Oklahoma. Now, here is the connection to the Cherokees for Elizabeth Warren, the only one that can be proven. Elizabeth Warren's ancestor rounded up Cherokees for the Trail of Tears. Oh, yes. Her campaign trail may end up in a trail of tears. This is going to be the ultimate hindsight for 2020. You want to go back and look at your ancestors? Okay, well, let's go back and look at your ancestors. Breitbart did. And they said, for over a quarter of a century, Elizabeth Warren has described herself as Native American. When recently asked to provide evidence, she pointed to an unsubstantiated claim on an 1894 Oklahoma Territory marriage license application by her great-great-granduncle William J. Crawford, that his grandmother, O.C. Sarah Smith Crawford, her great-great-great-grandmother was a Cherokee. You know, Little White Dove was using that. It's a family love story. And as Breitbart says, it's nothing but fiction. No evidence supports this claim. The named individual, Sarah Smith Crawford, had no Cherokee heritage. She was listed as white in the census of 1860. She was most likely half Swedish, half English, Scottish, or German, or some combination. They said the actual 1894 marriage license makes no claim of Cherokee ancestry. So there's nothing there. She says, yeah, I had a great-grandmother once, and her name was Sarah Smith Crawford, and I think she was Cherokee. Well, there's no evidence of that anywhere in any of the documents. It's a family story, like Running Bear and Little White Dove. But the most stunning discovery about the life of Sarah Smith Crawford is that her husband, Elizabeth Warren's great-great-great-grandfather, was apparently a member of the Tennessee militia who rounded up Cherokees from their family homes in southeastern United States and herded them into government-built stockades in what was then called Ross's Landing, that is now Chattanooga, Tennessee. And that was where the Trail of Tears began. Her great-great-great-grandfather served in the East Tennessee Mounted Infantry Volunteer Militia. And they have the all of the people named here, the times and the dates and the places. They said that he did not, probably was not part of the group. It was actually the U.S. military that escorted them on the Trail of Tears into exile into Oklahoma. But he was part of the troops that were responsible for rounding them up and putting them in the stockades before they were transported by the feds. And these were the troops who were responsible for removing them from their homes that they'd lived in for three generations, for several generations, rather, in three states, Georgia, North Carolina, and Tennessee. And then this bit of bad news from the Washington Times. Elizabeth Warren may be less Native American than the average U.S. white person. They looked at a study going back to 2014 from the American Journal of Human Genetics. It was DNA testing of 160,000 people, the largest study of its kind so far. And they found that the European-American genome is found to be much different from that of African-Americans or Latinos, with European-American genomes being 98.6% European, 0.19% African, and 0.18% Native American. In other words, twice what Elizabeth Warren is. I mean, she is twice as white as the average American of European ancestry. Not good news for Elizabeth Warren. As one person says, she's got to go back 10 generations to find a non-white person in her family lineage, if in fact she has one. All right, so we got just a couple of seconds left here. I want to tell you before we go to break about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because that's very important to support what we do here, to keep our information going. The free press is not free, and but we do have products that are 50% off, and it's all of the InfoWars Life products, things like BrainForce Plus, as well as the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste that has nano silver in it. We also have Knockout, Silver Bullet, Super Male Vitality, Real Red Pill, many other products, everything we sell, 50% off plus free shipping.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Well, as everybody is laughing at Elizabeth Warren and her desperate attempt at identity politics, trying to identify as a Cherokee, she's annoyed the Cherokees who have said, you're damaging our legal status because we have very well-defined lineage that defines somebody's citizenship as a member of the Cherokee Nation. Other people have looked at the DNA and said, well, if that is the best that you can do, you are twice as white as the average American of European descent, because the average American of European descent has 0.18% Native American DNA, and she only has 0.09% Native American DNA. So things are not looking too good for Elizabeth Warren. But as Reason Magazine points out, her policy views are far more disqualifying than her dubious ancestry claims. That's right. They say, we can't say for sure that Warren is a faux Indian, but we can say for sure that she is a faux populist. Despite railing against big business, Elizabeth Warren failed to take a stance against the crony Export-Import Bank, a program that essentially provides welfare for Wall Street. She also had no interest in killing a government handout to big corporations, but she does enjoy going after corporations themselves because, again, this is part of the virtue signaling, just like her claims to Cherokee ancestry. She unveiled a truly awful plan that would force businesses to massively reorganize, ostensibly to give the public a stakeholder interest in large firms. See, Elizabeth Warren's ancestry is not Cherokee. It's communist. She is a communist. She is a socialist. She wants to, think about this, her plan would force businesses to reorganize to give public ownership of large firms. What is that, folks? That is beyond socialism, which, as the communists admit, is an intermediate step to full-on communism. Communism is where the state owns the means of production, and that's what Elizabeth Warren is trying to do, the next step for this socialist candidate. And that really is what should disqualify her. Besides the schoolmarm attitude and the phony claims to identity politics that she mounts, that is the thing that really should disqualify her. And one of the things I'm surprised that they didn't mention in this Reason Magazine article is her creation, you know, proud creation, being there at the birth of the Consumer Financial Protection bureaucracy. This newly created monster in Washington, D.C., and it is, in fact, a monster, has been responsible for further consolidation of the biggest banks that we have seen. I find it interesting that it was under Bill and Hillary Clinton that this whole consolidation of the banking industry into the too big to fail thing that we wound up with in the mid-2000s began. It was the merger between Nations Bank, that was headquartered in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Bank of America, at the time was headquartered in California. They moved their headquarters to North Carolina, but they kept the California bank's name. And when they merged those two banks together, a lot of people said, this should never be approved. I don't think it'll ever get approved. I mean, you know, we've got Democrats here. They don't like big business. They don't want to create banks that are going to be too big to fail. And yet they approved that. And they approved it because the guy that was involved in the banking industry, heavily involved in the banking industry, Erskine Bowles, out of North Carolina, was high up in the Carter administration. He got that through. And what it did was it set off a wave of bank mergers that wound up with just a half a dozen banks that then had to be bailed out by the federal government because they were too big to fail, too big to jail, too big to do anything to. And with the CFPB that Elizabeth Warren created, what they did was they added so many regulations in the name of protecting the consumers that they drove hundreds of small remaining banks, the few hundred that remained, pretty much all of them, she drove out of business in the next few years with excessive regulation.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, the real issue with Elizabeth Warren isn't her phony ancestry. It's her communist ancestry. And the fact that she has come up with things like the Consumer Financial Protection Board, that drove hundreds of small banks out of business after they created this monstrosity. Matt Drudge would put up every year, well, you know, 170 small banks driven out of businesses last year, and the next year is 160, the next year is 140. You know, they're pretty much, most of them are gone now, thanks to the protective regulation of America's school marm, Elizabeth Warren. But, of course, she also has a plan to force businesses to have the public own stakes in these large public firms. This is a big step towards communism from the socialist senator who is trying to use her identity politics. And it's going to wind up, hopefully, in a campaign trail of tears for the faux Cherokee. Let's send her packing. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Hillary Clinton, because as all of this news about Elizabeth Warren's ancestry is coming out, there was some breaking news from Babylon Bee, the satire site. And they said shortly after Elizabeth Warren released a DNA test that she may or that may not show that she is 1,024th Native American, the failed presidential candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton showed her DNA test that conclusively proved that she is only 50% reptilian. The test conducted by a renowned DNA expert showed that only 50% of her blood comes from reptilian humanoids from space bent on destroying humanity. Many Washington insiders have claimed that she was 100% reptilian, but these claims have now been shown to be a hoax. Babylon Bee quotes Hillary Clinton saying on an interview Sunday, "I am happy to announce that I am only half reptile. I hope my critics will think twice before calling me a space reptile now, since that's only half true. I'm only part lizard person. Thank you very much." Well, that's not the worst thing that's been said about Hillary Clinton. That would be a step up for her, actually, to be a reptilian space lizard, because the things that she said on Sunday were probably more reprehensible. You could see her forked tongue flickering in the interview. And here's what she had to say about Bill Clinton and the charges against him.
"You had concerns at the time, your husband certainly had concerns at the time, that he never really had due process to defend himself from allegations like this. Have we learned anything over the years about due process, not just for the accusers, but also for the accused?"
"Well, I think that you have to take each of these situations, you know, sort of on their own merits. And what we have today is a process that has been rushed, that has been deliberately opaque, where information that the Congress, not just Democratic senators, but all senators and the public deserve to see, that they were denied. So there has to be a set of standards. And yes, there should be due process for everyone involved. And I think that's what Dr. Ford is asking for."
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the hypocrisy that you saw in that. That's an older interview with Rachel Maddow. That's not the one that happened on Sunday. That was when she was talking about how we had to believe Dr. Ford, even though the people who accused her husband and did it, it wasn't 30 years or so. They had a lot of witnesses. They had a lot of evidence against her husband, but they were not to be believed. They were to be ridiculed as bimbos, bimbos. But Dr. Ford was supposed to be believed. And so she doubled down on this on Sunday on a CBS Sunday morning interview where she was asked by the interviewer, in retrospect, do you think that Bill should have resigned in wake of the Monica Lewinsky scandal? Absolutely not, said Hillary. It wasn't an abuse of power, he said. She said, no, no, no. In other words, all he did was lie, right? Under oath. All he did was, you know, have sexual relations. They were consensual. But again, under the new rules that we're all operating under, she said, we're living in a different context today. You know, back then, it was okay if the boss got the young secretary. But now, it's a power differential. Ah, so it's all changed now. It was okay for Bill, but now we have new rules. But wait a minute. Those new rules are being retroactively applied to people like Brett Kavanaugh and even Roy Moore, right? We have to go back and say, oh, you know what? Roy Moore asked an 18-year-old woman who was working in the mall, asked her out on a date, and she said no, and he walked away. What a creep! Can you believe this guy wants to be in the Senate? You know, these are the new rules that we operate under. But if Bill Clinton is going after an intern as president of the United States, that's no problem. She said, Me Too critics today are living in a different context. And so the person asked her, he said, yeah, there are people who look at these incidents in the 90s and they say, a president of the United States can't have a consensual relationship with an intern under the new rules. The power imbalance is just too great. And she says, this person who was an adult, let's remember, Monica Lewinsky was an adult. Well, you know, when you look at the differential in age, when you look at the differential in power and position, again, these were the things that they were coming after Roy Moore, for example, on. But again, that was politically motivated by the Republicans as well as the Democrats. Nobody wanted to pay any attention to that. But you heard her talking to Rachel Maddow, the hypocrisy involved there, saying all these charges against Bill are different. He absolutely should not have resigned over the Lewinsky scandal. And it was okay for him to lie because, you know, he's a Democrat, and that's what we do. He's a Clinton, and that's what we do. It's not a problem to lie. Even if you do it under oath, it's not a problem to violate national security if you're a Clinton. It's okay to do that. You can violate all of the laws, and you can expose the most secret plans of the U.S. government, including people who are working with the CIA in China, you can expose their identity, resulting in their death. That's not a problem if you're a Clinton. Not a problem. It's just a problem if you speak out against it. You know, you might wind up dying in a different way, not at the hands of the Chinese government, but in a suicide attempt or something. And now we have a new accuser of Bill Clinton coming out. Her name is Leslie Milwee, and she is accusing Bill Clinton of sexual assault in 1980. She is a former local news reporter in New York, but also from Arkansas. She claims that Bill Clinton sexually assaulted her three times in 1980. Yeah, she's just a bimbo, right? What does she know, according to Hillary Clinton? And, you know, he shouldn't have to apologize for that. And I'm sure that it's not going to be anything that Bill and Hillary talk about when they go on their tour, their speaking tour, where the public can spend hundreds of dollars to listen to them reminisce about their life experiences. I'm sure this will be one of the life experiences they don't reminisce about. She claims after the sexual assaults that Bill Clinton came to her apartment and was knocking on the door trying to get in, and she didn't respond and he left. Yeah, the wolf at the door, the proverbial wolf at the door. Milwee said she was thinking about coming out publicly around 1998 when Monica Lewinsky scandal began to dominate the national conversation. But at the time, she said she decided to remain quiet in part fearing for her children after watching the way other Clinton sex accusers were treated by the Clintons and the news media. Let's play a clip from Juanita Broderick, who had something to say about Hillary Clinton saying these charges against Bill Clinton are different. They don't apply to him. You know, he's a Clinton. Here's what Juanita Broderick had to say.
My case never was litigated or adjudicated. I'm still out there, you know, just hanging on, trying to show the people that, yes, there was a rapist in the White House.
That's right, a rapist in the White House. And at the door of this reporter. Three of Milwee's friends told Breitbart News that she told them in the late 1990s that Clinton sexually assaulted her while she was a reporter, that the future president allegedly knocked on her apartment door, and so forth. But she doesn't have a right to be heard. Have you heard anybody really talking about this? No, nobody's really picking up her story, are they? They're not having any investigations about that, are they? As a matter of fact, Juanita Broderick says she wants to see the millions of dollars of taxpayer money that Bill Clinton gets. She wants to see that stopped. That's at least one thing that should be stopped. But, of course, Hillary Clinton has now lost her security clearance. More on that when we come back. Stay with us.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll.
from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Clinton, over the weekend, has reported she has lost her security clearance. She has given it up. In the wake of the scandal over handling of secret information on her email server, reported the Senate Judiciary Committee on Friday, Charles Grassley revealed that top Clinton aide Cheryl Mills and four others no longer have clearance. I wonder who the others are. Would it be Carlos Danger? Anthony Weiner? Maybe his wife, Huma, or maybe some of the other people associated with the Muslim Brotherhood, because it was Huma's mother, who was one of the founders of the Muslim Brotherhood. I wonder who these other people associated with Hillary Clinton no longer have clearance. Now, of course, what she did was to not reapply for it. So she has given it up, kind of in the way that you can say, well, you can't fire me, I quit. That kind of thing, right? You can't take away my security clearance. I'm not reapplying for it. The State Department, in a letter to Mr. Grassley, had said that Ms. Clinton and her aides had retained clearance in order to conduct research after she left office. Folks, she left office 6 years ago. What kind of research have they been doing for the last 6 years? And what kind of research has the Department of Justice, the FBI, not been doing into Hillary Clinton's background? That's the real question. Why aren't they doing research into her background? I really do think that as she saw Brennan and others have their security clearance revoked by President Trump, she decided that she would not reapply. Just let it quietly expire. To avoid the public embarrassment of having the guy who thrashed her in the last election revoke her security clearance that she had retained. Can you believe that? Can you believe that Hillary Clinton was allowed to retain her security clearance in light of the massive security violations? We've never had anybody guilty of more security violations than Hillary Clinton. Giving up the most classified information at the highest level, turning that over to others, and getting away with it. No punishment, no investigation of her, and of course she even kept her security clearance after all those violations. And it was up to her not to renew it. Absolutely amazing. No wonder that the Washington Examiner reports that Hillary Clinton, who was once the face of the Democrat Party, has now is now being viewed as the kiss of death for people running in the midterms. One Democrat strategist, who of course requested anonymity because of fear of political retribution, the way they put it, maybe fear of political suicide, or maybe actual suicide, said Hillary Clinton is the kiss of death, and she represents the part of the Democratic Party that led to historic losses and that elected Donald Trump as president. According to multiple Democratic senators up for re-election in states, ranging from ruby red to deep blue, those involved in the 2018 strategy, Hillary Clinton has not been called upon and isn't expected to be called upon. In many cases, she is an afterthought. Somebody asked Dianne Feinstein in California, and she said that, no, I haven't asked her. I hadn't thought about that. That's a good question. I guess I probably should, but we've done events. We do five a week, and they're small events. Too small to invite Hillary Clinton, I'm sure. Her running mate for president, Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia, who was her running mate when she got thrashed by Trump, is running away from Hillary Clinton. Her running mate is running away. He is up for re-election, and he said he wasn't sure why she was maintaining a low profile heading into the election. I don't really know why she's not appearing anywhere with people, including me, he said, adding that he isn't sure if he'll do anything, if she'll do anything on his behalf. He says, not yet. We don't have any plans for that yet. I'm just so close to her people in Virginia. We don't really need to have her here. That's Tim Kaine, her running mate. And then Senator Joe Manchin, who is very concerned about retaining his seat in the state, West Virginia, that probably had the biggest election margin for President Trump. Joe Manchin, a Democrat, was the only Democrat to cross party lines and vote for Brett Kavanaugh because he could see the handwriting on the wall if he didn't. Democrats, especially Senate Democrats, have taken a shellacking after jumping into this Kavanaugh sham accusation show trial that they had. So Joe Manchin said, well, I think it's pretty wise for her not to show up. He doesn't want to see her either. So Hillary Clinton has become the kiss of death, and not just to whistleblowers. people who would blow the whistle on the Clintons. She has become the angel of death to the Democrat Party. And they're saying, stay away. Even her running mate is saying stay away. And then it's kind of interesting to see George Clooney, therefore, coming out and saying that Trump wants us to be afraid of Muslims, immigrants, and strong women. I guess maybe strong women like Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren, those kind of strong women. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that they are becoming the kiss of death. Especially if you want to talk about Muslims like the one who is running for Congress in California, Democrat Amar Kempa Najjar. This guy, and of course it would be Islamophobic if we were to criticize this guy, you know, because he's a Muslim, he's openly Muslim, but it would be Islamophobic to criticize him, according to George Clooney, even though this guy has praised his terrorist grandfather. His grandfather was a senior member of the Palestinian terrorist group known as Black September that murdered 11 Israeli athletes in the 1972 Munich Olympics. Do you remember that? There's been several movies done about that. Maybe you've seen one of them. His grandfather was a senior member of one of the Black September group that killed and murdered 11 Israeli athletes at the Olympic Village. And in 2015, he put out on Instagram, he said, it's backbreaking work being my dad, the son of a legend, and a hero in his own right. He said, for me, it's dealing with the pressure of being his son. He is the son of a legend. So in other words, his grandfather, the terrorist, who killed 11 Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics, is a legend. And his father is a hero. His father is a former Palestinian Authority official. His father, the hero in his own right, told the Washington Post in 1996 that he was proud of his father's terrorism. He was proud of the fact that his father had killed 11 Israeli athletes in the Munich Olympics. He was proud of that. And so then this guy who is running for Congress in California said that his father, who is proud of his grandfather terrorist, is a hero in his own right, and that his grandfather is a legend. And he said, I have had two generations of public servants running through my veins. So what his grandfather did in murdering 11 Israeli athletes at the Munich Olympics makes him a legend and a public servant. And this guy wants to be our public servant now. He wants to be in Congress, making laws for you and I. That's scary. That's the Democrat Party in 2018. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying, and they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract, and right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure. It just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it, but it'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back. We have a debate that is shaping up tonight between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. It's been kind of interesting how the debates have not occurred. We had Beto begging for debates, and then he demurred when there was one that was canceled. After they had their first debate, I think they had a second one that was scheduled, and then Ted Cruz had to cancel it because they're going to have the vote on Brett Kavanaugh, but then they quickly found out that they were going to delay that because the accusations by Ford. So within an hour, the Cruz camp calls Beto O'Rourke, and they didn't want to have the debate, so they postponed that one. But they have had at least one debate. They're going to have another one tonight. I think what they should be debating is whether or not he is a Hispanic, whether he has absolutely no ties to that. But it is absolutely amazing to see how he has been elevated by the press, how the hero worship that is involved. $38 million. You know, last time Ted Cruz ran, he got under $15 million when he ran in 2012. And now his opponent has $38 million. Where's it coming from? Well, it's coming from people like George Soros and a lot of billionaires. As Kevin McCarthy said, they are trying to buy the election, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. Although the money doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win anymore, because people are starting to get wise to the politics. That's why they have to censor InfoWars and other alternative news media sites and social media, because they don't want people being informed as to what is really happening here. They didn't get away with it with President Trump. It was going to be a sure thing that Jeb Bush was going to be the nominee because, of course, he had the most money, and that was going to be the thing that got him the nomination. Didn't happen. Didn't happen with Hillary Clinton. She had a lot more money than President Trump did. And President Trump's going to be coming here to in Texas to campaign for Ted Cruz as well. But let's take a look at the Democrat incumbent in Missouri, Claire McCaskill, who is in deep trouble. She is trailing in the polls, I believe. Last poll I saw, she was trailing in it. She's had a lot of scandal in terms of, let's just say, Washington, D.C. insider trading, but not the sort of thing that the SEC is going to get involved with, influence peddling. Type of thing that we've seen with Dianne Feinstein and her husband, same type of thing going on with Claire McCaskill, her husband. But we just had an undercover tape revealed by Project Veritas with Claire McCaskill and others working in her campaign saying, people can't know where I am on things like gun control, things like impeaching President Trump, things like having Obama. Oh, we can't have Obama come here. That would really, you know, be the kiss of death, kind of like having Hillary Clinton come to campaign for you if you're Tim Kaine. Tim Kaine doesn't want her to come to Virginia to campaign for him after he ran with her in the last election. Tim Kaine does not want Hillary Clinton. She is the kiss of death, as many Democrat analysts have said. But, folks, the kiss of death are really the policies of the Democrats. If people know what the Democrats want to do, that is the real kiss of death. And this Project Veritas tape, which I'm going to play for you in just a second, McCaskill talks about how she keeps her views on gun control kind of hidden. She says one of the campaign workers there says she's got a bunch of Republican voters, so we can't really talk about how she supports gun control. Another staffer says we're going to have to wait until after the election to bring up the Trump impeachment. We have to make sure that the voters get over it. And then another one, another staffer saying, people just can't know that McCaskill and Obama essentially have the same views on everything. You know, because that would be the kiss of death, just like having Hillary Clinton come campaign in Missouri. Here's a clip from Project Veritas, their undercover report. McCaskill and Democrat staffers working on the McCaskill campaign.
Be on board with the bump stocks.
Of course, of course.
Bump stocks.
Oh, I've voted
high capacity mags.
I've voted for most of those things before.
For a ban?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell them, because she does, support a semi-automatic firearm ban. Because I want to say something I shouldn't say.
I think a semi-automatic rifle ban.
Okay.
Is what, more so what she would support.
So here's their real question.
Yeah.
Off on impeachment to get the moderates. What do we tell the moderates after we drop the impeachment hammer afterwards?
Get over it.
It was a national security question. That information is confidential, and she did her duty by not revealing the information until afterwards.
And also get over it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Get over it. That president sucks. Let's move on.
Because of how, because he's a very liberal candidate, and kind of Claire distancing herself from the party is going to help her win more votes than it will. Saying, oh, here's Obama, the former president of the United States, to now speak on my behalf. Which is unfortunate, because I love Obama to pieces. And I'd love to see him come here.
And they essentially have the same views on everything.
Yeah.
You know,
people just can't know that.
Well, if we elect enough Democrats, we'll get some gun safety stuff done.
Again, you heard that clip started out with Claire McCaskill. And she said, well, if we elect enough Democrats, we'll get some gun safety stuff done. But they won't let us vote on it. McConnell won't let it come to the floor. So the journalist said, you mean like bump stocks and ARs and high-capacity magazines? Universal background checks, she says. All of that. And universal background checks. But we haven't. But if we have the kind of year I think we might have, I think we could actually be in a position to get votes on this stuff on the floor. And we'd get 60 votes. And then you've got campaign workers saying, Carson Pope, one of the workers on the McCaskill campaign, said a semi-automatic rifle ban is more of what she would support. So he takes it to a semi-automatic rifle ban. People, he said, just can't know that. Can't know that she's for all kinds of gun control. And another, Rob Mills, and another part of the clip there that you heard, he works for her campaign, said she doesn't openly go out and support groups like Moms Demand Action or just like other groups that are related to that, because that could hurt her ability to get elected. Because people like see that and they're like, well, I don't want to support her, even though they stand for the same policies. She's worked on stuff with Moms Demand Action to make sure that she can support their goals without supporting the organization openly. Yeah, I'm going to work with this. Just don't tell anybody that we're doing this, right? As you know, Moms Demand Action does exactly the same thing. Like a lot of our volunteers are actually from that group. She's really good about strategy and making sure she has goals on how to get there. Yeah. Keeping your policies secret. Don't tell people that all of your policies are coming from people like George Soros. Don't tell people that these guys are buying your way in, whether you're Gillum or whether you're Beto or whether you're some of these other candidates. Don't tell them what you want to do. By all means, don't tell them what you want to do. Just tell people, vote for me because I'm a woman, vote for me because I'm black, or vote for me because I'm Hispanic, even if you aren't Hispanic. Pretend that you are. Even if your last name is O'Rourke, don't put the O'Rourke on the sign. Don't tell people what your policies are. Don't even tell them what your last name is. And you'll be able to use that identity politics stuff. Another worker, Staros, said, Claire is distancing herself from the party. It's going to help her to win more votes than if she were to say like, here's Obama, the former president of the U.S., to now speak on my behalf, which is unfortunate, as you heard that guy say, because I love Obama to pieces. I'd love to see him come here. And you heard the journalist say, and they have essentially the same views on everything. Oh, yeah, people just can't know that. Here's one of the other things that people can't know. The Democrat Party's position on immigration and open borders. The New York Times obtained a memo that was written by left-wing consultants, the Center for American Progress, and the think tank Third Way. They advised Democrats running for election to spend as little time as possible talking about immigration issues. Why would that be? Because that's been one of the key organizing issues for the Democrats. That's one of their core planks. They don't want to talk about gun control in Missouri. They don't want to talk about immigration in other states. Why would that be? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber, and it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Playing the clip for you that Project Veritas got with campaign workers and Claire McCaskill talking about things that they didn't want the voters to know about her position on issues and about how close she is to the policy beliefs of Barack Obama, how she wants to implement gun control, how she'd like to impeach President Trump. Don't tell anybody that. Don't tell anybody that. It's a well-kept secret. Well, maybe the New York Times has blown that secret for the Democrats. They said Trump impeachment is on the ballot. Story from the New American, they said it's official. Peter Baker, the chief White House correspondent for the New York Times, has written that if the Democrat Party takes the House in midterms just 3 weeks away, it'll move to impeach the president and the next Congress. And that's what the people with Claire McCaskill are saying. So you want to impeach President Trump? You want to enact sweeping gun control measures from universal background checks to every kind of minor manipulation to take away guns into an outright ban on semi-automatic rifles? Well, you just vote for Democrats. They'll make that happen for you. They'll also open the floodgates of the border. Shh, don't tell anybody about that either, said liberal think tanks. Don't tell anybody that the Democrat Party wants to have open borders. The New York Times reported a memo floating out by the Center for American Progress and the think tank Third Way. They said sanctuary attacks pack a punch, so don't talk about it. Spend as little time as possible talking about immigration itself. I thought this was going to be a winning issue. I thought they were going, you know, they've been talking about, oh, the children are being separated at the border and so forth. Oh, we got to
fight for the children. We got to fight for the dreamers. How do they fight for the dreamers? Well, they sue the president in court because they can't win elections because it's not a winning position. President Trump's core issue, the thing that gave him traction in the primaries, the first thing that gave him traction was to talk about the immigration problem, talk about it frankly and directly, and say, look, we're going to keep them out of the country and stop playing these legal games. And yet that hasn't happened. It hasn't happened because the Republican establishment doesn't want it. We got Paul Ryan, who has always been for open borders. The GOP establishment is no different from the Democrats. They don't want you to know that that's where they are either. And even though we got Kevin McCarthy saying, well, we're going to now organize the House around this issue, I think it is basically fake. Yeah, there's a lot of reasons that we don't want Democrats in. They're even worse than the Republicans, but they are no better than the Democrats when it comes to the border. President Trump could stop DACA. He has the legal authority to do that. The Department of Justice under Jeff Sessions has been supine in terms of saying, oh, you want to take us to court over President Trump issuing an executive order to stop the previous administration's executive order? Oh, okay, well, we'll talk about that in court. There's nothing to talk about. There is no law to even be considered by the courts. We're talking about one executive order overturning another executive order. That can easily be done. President Trump has done that with TPP. He's done that with the Paris Climate Accord. He's done that with the Iran Treaty. All of those things were done without the Senate or the House passing these things as laws or as treaties. And so President Trump could just overthrow the TPP or the Iran deal that were self-ratified by former Secretary of State John Kerry and President Obama. They said, oh, well, we can't get the Senate to ratify these treaties, so we'll just self-ratify them ourselves. Well, then President Trump will undo it. And, of course, Republican senators were saying that at the time about the Iranian deal. Said, we don't like it. We're not going to ratify it. And the next president, if he's a Republican, will get rid of it. And he did. And the same thing happened with the Dreamer Act. The DREAM Act never passed. And so you had Janet Napolitano as Homeland Security Secretary write it out. And President Trump approved, President Obama approved it. And so President Trump could overthrow that in the same way that he did these other self-ratified treaties. But then the Democrats sue. You have judges say, you can't do that. And Jeff Sessions pretends that they have the authority to do that. What is the matter with this man? I don't understand. But the New York Times is making no doubt about the fact that impeachment is on the ballot in this election, along with the other things, along with open borders, along with gun control, along with many other things. Now, one Democrat candidate did not get the memo from these left-wing think tanks. This is Democrat candidate Stacey Abrams. She didn't get the memo from American Progress or from the other think tank Third Way. She's out there. She's a candidate for governor in Georgia. And she said on Tuesday, the blue wave is comprised of undocumented immigrants. So in other words, they're going to vote. They're going to vote. And we know that this is happening. We have seen this, especially throughout California. We know that they're using the Department of Motor Vehicles to submit the names of people who are not citizens. It's like, oh, we did that by mistake. They found 1,500 of them in just one small jurisdiction. It's a very large problem statewide. The Democrats have always pushed for this type of thing. That's why they do the motor voter. That's why they extend the voting period. That's why in North Carolina and other places, they insist that any form of picture ID is racist, because you can just go into North Carolina. I've told the story many times. I'm not going to go into it again. A friend of my brother-in-law's went in to vote. He had already voted, they said, and so had his dead mother. And yet these sorts of things don't happen, we're told. And it is racist to demand a picture ID. So maybe we should stop the TSA from demanding picture ID. So we got Jeff Sessions now saying that he is going to have, he's vowing yesterday that he will have an emergency Supreme Court battle if these federal judges push for what Jeff Sessions says is outrageous discovery. Here's the latest battle front from the judges. Again, they can't win at the ballot box, so they try to thwart the election in the courts, and that's what they've done on all of these issues. Here's the latest scandal. The latest scandal is that Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross is going to be questioned because the 2020 census is going to be going out. They're going to actually have a question, are you a citizen? Can't do that, according to the Democrats. You're not allowed to ask the question of citizenship. And that proves that something fishy is going on. And they're going to go on a discovery. They want to revealed, they're going to file discovery motions to say, we want to see if there was discussions about putting on the census a question about citizenship. Well, that's typically has been on the census. And the reason that that has typically been on the census, except for the years of Obama and some of the years of George W. Bush, the reason you would put that on there is because the only legitimate use of the census by the federal government is to know how to allocate representation in the House of Representatives. And it matters if the people are citizens, because theoretically, non-citizens are not supposed to be allowed to vote in our election. I mean, if we're going to be okay with this, why don't we just send absentee ballots to China or to Saudi Arabia or to Iran? Why don't we let those people choose who the next president's going to be? That's essentially what the policy of the Democrats is. Let's just let foreign people vote. So let's just send our ballots to foreign countries and let them sign up and vote, because it doesn't matter what Americans want anymore. That really is the policy of the European Union, and it's the policy of the globalists. They want to overthrow the sovereign nations in Europe and in America because we stand in their way of global governance. It's not the people in the Middle East. They're filled with strife and civil war and regime change battles that we have set that region on fire with. People in South America and in Africa are not any obstacle to the globalists. The people in China have been set up to work with them. And so what their obstacle is America and the European nations. That's why they want to overflow us and destroy us. It is a plan. And we're not even allowed to ask if people are citizens on the censorship. So this is a manufactured storm by these people. Oh, look, there's going to be a citizenship question on it. It's like, yeah, there should be. Because if they're just going to put out a censorship thing, census count in California where they welcome people to come in, and then they're going to pretend that, let's say that the illegal aliens, the foreign citizens who are criminally trespassing in California, let's say that they're counted in the census. Let's say that somehow they're not allowed to vote. But they're still counted in the census. That means that California gets more representatives in Congress, even if the illegal citizens are not choosing them. That means that the Democrats get even more power, and that's precisely why they don't want to have that question there. If you put that question there and it's answered honestly, that would shut that down. But now they're going to try to fight that battle. And finally, Sessions is upset about that. Where was he when they were talking about DACA?
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
As I was just saying, the latest tempest in Washington is this fight about knowing what was being discussed in the Trump administration as to whether or not they were going to have a question on the census for citizenship. And again, that's important because it's how we allocate representation. Representation of who? Foreign citizens or American citizens? And whether or not the foreign citizens are voting, as they are inviting them to vote in California, they would still be counted for representation. And they would still get more political power in California. That may be one of the reasons why they don't want to talk about open borders. They know that it's a losing issue for them. But as NBC Miami points out, nearly 200,000 Florida voters may not be citizens in Florida. Earlier in the week, state election officials announced that they had identified more than 2,600 people in Florida legally, but ineligible to vote. So that's not counting the people who are there illegally. And again, if you don't have any kind of identification, because, you know, that's racist if you have picture ID, then all they have to do is show up in North Carolina with a name and an address. And they have a very, very long time to do that. The Department of State is asking county election officials to verify information. Election supervisors are contacting voters, and if someone is not a citizen, their name will be dropped from the voter rolls, theoretically. Let me tell you something. That's only part of the voter fraud. That is only the tip of the iceberg. The real voter fraud is the fact that we have electronic voting being set up all over this country. That's going to make it very easy for certain people to be able to rig the elections and not even have it be detectable. That is the most dangerous thing that we have ever done. If we don't stop electronic voting, we will never have an honest election in this country. Never. It's bad enough with the corruption and the systemic tactics that have been put in. I mean, we've had physical, mechanical voting machines stolen. They've been caught driving around with them in their trucks. You have to keep track of these ballots. You have to have people watching these politicians like a hawk everywhere they go. And you have to be careful about the custody of the ballots, even if they're paper. But if they're not paper, there's no way that you can watch it. You can put this stuff on, it can vote, and then erase its any trace of itself after it's put forward the totals. Or you can change the totals at the central location. And here in Texas, the guy who is running our elections, and again, we've shown up there multiple times. I went there to talk to him. As soon as he saw the InfoWars mic, he said, oh, not talking to you guys, and walks away. Because he knew I was going to ask him some pointed questions about why he has, in every election since he has been head of the Department of Elections, every election he has told the different jurisdictions, do not keep a copy of the ballot. Now, that's a violation of our state constitution. They're supposed to retain copies of the ballots. Those ballots are supposed to be uniquely numbered. They're supposed to retain images of them or some record of them. But he tells all of the different jurisdictions, yeah, don't have to keep those things. Just get rid of them. He puts that out as an explicit order each time. Why? Because if they would read the law, they would follow the Constitution. Instead,
they follow the direction of the supervisor of elections. Instead of reading and following the law, they take his word on it, and they don't keep any record of this. We found out about this because of lawsuits challenging rigged elections. And it's not just the 200,000 Florida voters that may not be citizens. You have reports over and over again of people, of them having more votes than they have citizens in a particular jurisdiction. There's rampant corruption, and we're not allowed to do anything about it. As a matter of fact, they're getting ready to make it an enterprise-wide solution to rigging the elections. That's what they can do with electronic voting. Stay with us. We'll be right back. David Nutt.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Nutt.
Welcome back. There are more caravans headed for the border just in time for the election. Maybe they'll be in California in time to vote for the election, because they should be able to make it there by that time. They got more than 1,000 people, 1,300 as a matter of fact, in a new March of the Migrant. It's coming from Honduras, from Guatemala, from many other countries into Mexico. And this is like the one we had back in April, where we had over 1,000 people. And I pointed out at the time that even by official counts at the border, and this would be based on the number of people that they intercept, not the number of people that get across, but the number of people that they know and catch. There's a lot of people that they don't catch, obviously, right? The vast majority of the people they don't catch. But even the ones that we know, it's a caravan per day that's coming across. And that hasn't changed. It hasn't changed throughout 2 years of President Trump being here, because you've got Republicans opposing him on this. Now you got Kevin McCarthy saying they're going to campaign on that. We'll see if it's something that they just conveniently ignore after the election or not. The Democrats are saying, don't tell anybody that we support open borders. It's a losing proposition. And yet the Koch brothers are proud of their position. That's the real problem. See, it's the people who are funding the establishment Republicans like Paul Ryan, people like the Koch brothers, who are supposed to be Republicans. Now, they gave a lot of money to the Clintons. They lavished money on either side to get whatever kinds of subsidies they want, just like Elon Musk. Oh, by the way, Elon Musk's $7,500 per six-figure car. You don't have to get a six-figure car. You can buy a Model 3, which is only twice as much as he was telling everybody it was going to be, if you can find one that they can build. Anyway, you can buy the $30,000 Model 3s now for $60-some-odd thousand, and you used to, until yesterday, be able to get a $7,500 discount off that at taxpayer expense. Of course, most of the cars that Tesla sells are over $100,000, and all of those subsidies for Tesla disappeared as of yesterday. But again, it's these billionaires who are always, they're apolitical, and they will do whatever the Democrat or Republican in charge tells them to do. As a matter of fact, they'll do whatever the communist dictator in charge tells them to do. They don't care. Yeah, they're just there for the treats. You know, you throw them a treat, and they will sit, they will beg. They will roll over if you give them the treats. And that, of course, is the position of the Koch brothers, who are out there pushing very hard. Because the Republicans, it's a big part of their business model to have cheap labor. They want to be able, with open with what they call free trade, which is not free trade. It's not free trade if the other side is putting taxes on your goods that are 10 times the amount of the taxes that you have on their goods coming into your country. That's not free trade. It's not mutual trade. It's not fair trade. They call it free trade, but it isn't. But a big part of their business model, of course, is slave labor from China and other countries, export our manufacturing over there, and also bring in slave labor into the United States. And I'm absolutely convinced that one of the reasons why the establishment Republican Party passed the big tax cut for corporations and allowed them to repatriate capital into America, which they're currently using in most cases to buy their own stock, as Gerald Celente was pointing out yesterday. But they're going to use that money that they're able to bring back in and save as part of that grace period. Apple and others will be using that to build automated factories rather than hiring workers. That's going to be the next competition. So step number one, export the manufacturing to foreign countries, use slave labor over there. So ship our jobs abroad, then import cheap labor for people like the Koch brothers. Then we let them bring back and repatriate their capital so that they can build robot labor and don't have to hire anybody. That's the full step process. And it should be done by 2030. That's their completion date that they've set up. These guys don't have wishes. They have goals. And if you have a goal, you have a set date. And it always turns out to be 2030. That's the date that is they put at the bottom of every one of these goals. They're going to have everything really transformed within the next 12 years or so. But as we pointed out before, is it morally right to import foreign workers to take away jobs from Americans? Well, the Koch brothers say that it is. But as I pointed out yesterday, there are more illegal aliens giving birth to anchor babies, you know, that fiction that we have, that we all pretend is something that's legitimate. We have to pretend that, just like we have to pretend that they're dreamers. We pretend that they're anchor babies. Dreamers are just anchor babies that are a little bit older. They weren't born here. Their dreams were born here. And you can forget about your American dream, because they want a free education at your expense. You're going to pay property taxes for their free education. So forget about your American dream. You don't have that anymore. They're the ones with dreams. And they're the teenage anchor babies. But just the anchor babies, the old-fashioned anchor babies, just the ones being born in L.A., are more than the total births to U.S. citizens in 14 states. 14 states. But the Koch brothers think that that's moral, and that's the way that we ought to be organizing. Meanwhile, you got CNN accusing Hungary of racism, bullying the prime minister and other representatives. I've talked about that when that happened last week. This is kind of interesting, however. What has happened in Greece, the Greek island of Lesbos? And no, this isn't where we recruit our Homeland Security secretaries and Democrat administrations. This is actually the Greek island that gave the name to that group of people that we recruit our Homeland Security secretaries from. But this Greek island had a large cross monument at the Greek Orthodox Christian church that has now been leveled to the ground because it was offensive to Muslims. And these Muslims are coming across uninvited, illegally, on boats to this Greek island and then demanding that the culture, the existing culture there, be changed. You have to understand that it's not just about different groups of people. It's about different religions. It's about different cultures. And it is about different political systems. And it is also a planned process of destroying the society that's there. When they talk about bringing in illegal immigrants, it always goes back to the Cloward and Piven socialist economists who said in the 1960s, let's get everybody on welfare. Let's encourage everybody to get on welfare. That will collapse the economic system here in America, and we can rebuild then a truly socialist utopian society. That didn't work. So in the mid-2000s, they said, I got an idea. We can't get the Americans to go on welfare in sufficient numbers, so let's bring people from other countries in sufficient number that we can collapse the welfare state then. And that's what they're doing. That's the plan. And they're doing it everywhere, not just in the U.S., but they're doing it everywhere. This story,
came out last week. A UN truck overturned. So this isn't a globalist agenda, open borders and bringing people across the borders. Well, here we have a UN truck. It overturns, and it's carrying sacks of illegal minerals. So it's not just illegal aliens they're bringing in. They're bringing in illegal minerals, and it's the UN. It's kind of like that story I had yesterday with the FBI, the Civil War treasure hunters that found gold, and they said the FBI came at the last minute. They brought in some outside contractors, and they said, we looked at this, and it is a metal. And as a matter of fact, the density based on this outside contractor says it looks like it's gold. We're going to have them excavate it, but we need for you to wait in your cars while we do this. These guys had spent 7 years doing it. They had a guy with them that was a documentarian, and they said, you guys wait in your car while we excavate this stuff. And then when they come back and they say, nah, nothing there. See, it's an empty hole. So now you got a UN truck carrying minerals that are banned as they're going into the border, crossing into Rwanda. This is the issue, folks, that is happening in Africa. It is the neocolonialism. At the same time that they have created massive warfare and civil war, they've created genocide in Rwanda between different groups of people. They're trying to do the same thing as they loot their economies for the mineral rights that are in their countries. They are sending the people into Europe. And that story I read for you a couple of weeks ago. One Italian immigrant who was a Muslim, he was an African, and he'd lived in Italy as a legal immigrant for decades. He said, I don't want to see this happening. This is going to be a civil war. It's going to tear Italy apart. I don't want to see that happen. He knows.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, everybody is concerned about this one reporter, and yes, we should be concerned when someone is killed, but there's a lot of reporters that have been killed by authoritarian regimes that nobody's paying any attention to. And of course, Saudi Arabia has been involved in killing tens of thousands of people just in Yemen alone, and nobody's paying any attention to that. They execute and chop off the heads of more people publicly than ISIS does publicly, and yet nobody has a problem with that. What is going on in Saudi Arabia? We're going to take a look at that, but before we do, let's ask the question, what's going on at Facebook? Because here in Austin, Texas, we had Antifa placing severed pig heads, actual pig heads. I mean, where are the vegans? I mean, we need some militant liberal vegans to stand up against this, don't we? They took severed pig heads, actual pig heads, not just costume pig heads, but actual pig heads. And they placed severed pig heads at polling stations and campaign offices here in Austin, Texas, while calling for revolutionary violence. Pictures are shown on Gateway Pundit. The group appeared to be targeting the campaign offices of Beto O'Rourke, Robert O'Rourke, for those of you who are paying attention, and Ted Cruz, calling them imperialist pigs. Now, on these signs underneath the bleeding pig heads, it says, O'Rourke is an imperialist, Ted Cruz is an imperialist pig, elections no, revolution yes. Now, on their Facebook page, let me repeat that, on their Facebook page, Red Guards Austin recently shared a blog post with their 8,000 Facebook followers in which they commemorated Mao Zedong's brutal communist revolution. In the blog post, they call for a boycott of bourgeois elections and advocated for organized revolutionary violence. These people still have a Facebook page. They have not been censored. They were not one of the groups that was taken down last week. What does that tell us? A Republican woman running for Vermont state legislature shared on Facebook a death threat that the candidate said she received from a self-proclaimed socialist who said we will rape you 4 days. She said, I've received my first official death threat, also a rape threat, and a threat to all Vermont Republicans. And I'm not going to read what they had to say, but you get the idea. So on Sunday, Jake Tapper, Fake Jake, is talking to Bernie and asked him if he's going to condemn harassment and violence against Republicans. Bernie, who is from Vermont, same place where this Republican woman, state legislator, shared on Facebook the death and rape threats to her. Bernie, no. You know, we gotta fight for progressive causes, says Bernie. So he's not going to condemn that. We got to get out there and fight. And so then, next door, in Maine, now a suspicious letter has been sent to Susan Collins' home, and a hazmat team is investigating. That was of yesterday. Law enforcement in Maine investigating a suspicious letter sent to the Bangor home of Senator Susan Collins.
investigating it as a possible threat. And the Democrats don't have any problem with that. Now, the problem that I have is what Facebook is doing and the fact that the mainstream media is not talking about the massive slaughter of 800-plus Facebook pages by the liberal Democrats running that organization, and also the establishment Republicans, because they're coming after mainly Republican and conservative and Trump-supporting Facebook pages, but it's also across the political spectrum. Libertarians and liberals also attacked as they take this down. And yet the mainstream media has nothing to say about that. They have nothing to say about the memo coming out of Google talking about the proper way to do censorship, how to do censorship without getting the public angry at you and so forth. The good censor, that memo that was leaked to Breitbart. Nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about the takedown of over 800 pages. Many of them, we still got the Red Guard in Austin with 8,000 followers still up on Facebook. They don't have a problem with that. Here's one of the people that was taken down, one of the so-called Russian provocateurs. Remember, it was Prop or Not. I talked about this yesterday. Prop or Not, an organization that gave a list, a blacklist, 2 years ago to the Washington Post. These are people that are Russian propagandists. They need to be taken down. And the people who were taken down on Thursday, people like Free Thought Project, people like Copwatch, they were taken down. Who is Prop or Not? Well, we don't know. They certainly sound like they might be the Atlantic Council, the people that are being run by NATO and other government officials. I really think that the government is the one that's behind this censorship they're using. As I said many times, they are the iron fist of censorship. Facebook, Google, Apple, they are the velvet glove. But it's really coming from these other people. Of course, they're happy to do it because they can get the money. Here's one of the people that they took down. WND pointed out that Facebook is accused of stealing $315,000 from a triple amputee vet. He's one of the people that was taken down in this Facebook purge on Thursday. As they say on WND, could it be it's not the Russians who are tampering with U.S. elections, but maybe it's Facebook and Google that are tampering with the U.S. elections? Absolutely, that is the case. It's Facebook and Google. It's the Atlantic Council. It's the establishment Republicans and Democrats who are doing this. Facebook is going after, they point out, a warrior who nearly lost his life in combat, who did lose both legs and his right hand. Brian Colfage, is the way you pronounce his name, a U.S. Air Force vet, severely wounded in Iraq. He said, "I am the most severely wounded U.S. airman to survive." He got the Purple Heart back in 2004. He said, "I took over managing the page when John Harkins decided to step aside to pursue other endeavors. We had a coveted, verified blue check mark. We had 3.5 million fans. I invested over $300,000 in ads at Facebook's own request." Oh, kind of sounds like the way that they begged Alex Jones to promote Facebook Live. He was one of only about a half dozen people that they offered it to at the beginning as a test case and also to promote it. And they were begging him to do that. And then after he made it popular, they banned him from Facebook. So now this guy, they begged to run over $300,000, Facebook did, in ads. He said they were begging us to spend just to reach our fans. They kept making it more difficult to reach our fans. They got to buy more ads, right? With every passing year, Facebook lied. Then they shut down my page because it was conservative, powerful, and the elections are in just 2 weeks. The page was right-wing news. It was one of more than 800 Facebook pages that were cut loose from the base of customers, which they had earned largely through spending Facebook ads. The guy said, despite the moniker of right-wing news, he said, "I'm not conservative, I'm not liberal, I'm an American with deep beliefs in what my country stands for. I proved this by fighting for America, knowing that I may not return home." And these are the kinds of people that Facebook is taking down. And, of course, the mainstream media is not interested in it. They're interested in this one Saudi journalist. And that has taken all of the news cycles as they do massive censorship of 800 news sites 2 months after they took down Alex Jones and InfoWars. We'll be right back and tell you what they are talking about.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. It's best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, it could be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Short X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, so we talked about what the mainstream media doesn't want to talk about, and that is the fact that we had over 800 alternative media sites censored by Facebook and Twitter at about the same time. That the mainstream media
that doesn't want to talk about that did the announcement, but they haven't talked about it since, and they haven't really talked about the consequences of this or the danger of this kind of massive censorship that happened 2 months after they did it to InfoWars. And just like when they did it to InfoWars, they notified the mainstream media, and the mainstream media had articles already written and ready to publish at the time the hammer dropped from Facebook, and then Twitter did it shortly after that. We've seen all this before. Told you how the list, the blacklist, had been published by the Washington Post 2 years earlier. Came from a mysterious group, prop or not, and they gloated about it. And then put out the ominous statement, as prop or not was saying, oh, look at this, Russia must be really upset about all of its propaganda sites being shut down. And said, maybe websites are next. That'll take a little bit of time. So that's the next thing they're going to do. Take you off of social media. Take you off of the banking system, and then shut down your website eventually. This is the plan from the deep state. This is how they control us. And then, of course, it's all being done by private large corporations, so nothing to see here, nothing to be worried about, right? Nothing at all to be worried about. It's just big corporations doing this kind of stuff. And before I get into the Saudi situation, which is what they have talked about, while all this was happening, everybody focused on Saudi Arabia. And the killing of that one journalist, or the disappearance, I should say, of the one journalist. That has taken up all the news media, and everybody's out there virtue signaling about protecting the press. Because we got to do everything we can to protect this one journalist. While they ignore the massive censorship that has been pre-programmed, pre-planned by all these neocons who have been working with Saudi Arabia and the CIA, working with them in Yemen and so forth for years. Not having a problem with any of that. But let's take a look at one of the things that was said with President Trump Sunday when he had the 60 Minutes interview with Leslie Stahl. Remember, she said something about Mattis? And he said, he's kind of a Democrat. He may be leaving soon. I don't know. Everybody's going to leave eventually. This is Washington. Everybody eventually leaves. And so that created something of a stir. Mattis came back today and said, I support this administration. Everything that I do is about this administration. I am apolitical. And I don't ever tell anybody whether I'm a Republican or a Democrat. Well, we do know where his allegiances lie, however, with Jeff Bezos. You know, there's been a lot of talk in the last week or so about the fact that Google doesn't want to do any military contracts, but they don't have any problem working with the Chinese communist government, doing whatever they want in terms of Dragonfly and these other population control tactics that they're doing, information control, internet control, done at the behest of the Chinese government. They arrogantly refused to even show up to talk to the Senate committee, whose only concern was not the censorship of American media, not the censorship of Alex Jones. That happened in between the time they took down InfoWars and Alex Jones and the hammer dropping on 800 alternative media sites last Thursday. They didn't want to talk to people who had been shadow banned, who had been banned already from Facebook before this stuff happened. They didn't want to stop that. They didn't want to talk to Alex Jones. They just wanted to talk to these big companies and say, you're going to censor the people we say and not the people that China says, right? And Google wouldn't even show up for that. And so when we look at where these guys are and people say, well, look, we can see where their loyalties lie. We can see that Bezos has been preparing himself to get in power in Washington. I mean, he bought the Washington Post for a pittance. $250 million is nothing to Jeff Bezos. As I pointed out, if you just look at the amount of money that he personally made on stock, that would work out to about 30 hours of a 40-hour week if he's working 40 hours. So you or I go out and buy an entire newspaper for three-quarters of our weekly salary. That's what the Washington Post cost Jeff Bezos. And he gets a lot of leverage with that. He also gets a lot of leverage, apparently, with Secretary of Defense Mattis on a big contract, a $10 billion contract. I talked about this when it came out, the beginning of August. Vanity Fair did a long article. Has Bezos become more powerful in Washington, D.C. than Trump? There's a scandal quietly unfolding in Washington, far bigger than Housing Secretary Ben Carson buying a $31,000 dinette set for his office, or former EPA Chief Scott Pruitt deploying an aide to hunt for a deal on a used mattress. Yeah, they drove him out of office, drove him out of Washington for that kind of stuff. No, that's not why they drove Scott Pruitt out.
But that was what they were supposed to be scandalized about. And yet, most people haven't even noticed what's going on with Mattis and Jeff Bezos. You know, because Mattis is kind of a Democrat. It involves the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, President Trump's favorite general, well, maybe not anymore, and a $10 billion defense contract. Controversy involves a plan to move all the Defense Department's data, both classified and unclassified, onto the cloud and have Amazon manage it. They're going to have it distributed across 400 data centers. The Pentagon's top brass believe that consolidating it into one cloud-based system, the way the CIA did in 2013, will make it more secure and accessible. So right now it's distributed over those 400 centers. Now they're going to put it all in one place, and that's going to make it more secure. Put all your eggs in one basket, and it'll be so much more secure because, you know, the CIA did that back in 2013, and they have to pretend that Vault 7 never happened. Vault 7 was what we found out from WikiLeaks, that as they were floating this false Russian hacking of Hillary Clinton and the election and all that kind of stuff, pretending that they'd hacked into the DNC. Oh, look, we have the evidence. See, this was done on a Russian computer. And so WikiLeaks and others leaked out the fact that they have these manuals that say, hey, we can look like, make it look like we're coming from Russia, or we can make it look like we're this is being done on a computer from North Korea or from China or from Iran, you name it. We can make it look like we're coming from anywhere. And of course, when you go through a VPN and other things like that, they can't really tell physically where it's coming from. So they look at other clues like, oh, look, this is looks like it was made on a Cyrillic keyboard. Well, no, actually, Vault 7 shows that they have tools to make it look like it was that, even though it isn't. And so the CIA got hacked. The NSA got hacked. And so now the Pentagon says, oh, let's do what the CIA did and let's put everything on the cloud in one spot so we can get hacked too. Anyway, they're going to do it, whether it makes sense or not, and they're going to spend $10 billion doing it. And as Vanity Fair says, everybody in Washington said, this looks like this was written, this contract, this request for proposal was written for Amazon, for Jeff Bezos. They said when the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, they call it JEDI. Isn't that clever? I just love how they always do this in the bureaucracy, right? So here we are, Return of the Jedi. This is a story that I had. I told you about Jedi back in August. And so let's do Return of the Jedi. It's a winner-take-all contract. And the winner will get $10 billion. It looks like this was written for Jeff Bezos to be the winner. Everybody, when they saw it, said on day one, Congress was recessed for the summer. The deal appeared to be rigged in the favor of a single provider, Amazon. So maybe the reason that Google is not participating in this is because they know that it's been rigged for Amazon. Or maybe they just want to throw all their weight to China while Jeff Bezos is going to Washington. Maybe they've been outflanked by his political maneuvers with the Washington Post. According to insiders familiar with a 1,375-page request for proposal, the language contains a host of technical stipulations that only Amazon can meet, making it hard for other leading cloud service providers to win or even apply for the contract. One provision, for instance, stipulates that bidders must already generate more than $2 billion a year in commercial cloud revenues. Only Amazon qualifies for that. So they wrote this proposal so that Amazon could get it. What does that tell you about the influence that Jeff Bezos had, that he's been able to leverage with his political blog called The Washington Post? But it gets worse. I have more when we come back. Stay with me.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain. Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, we talked about the interview that President Trump had with Leslie Stahl for 60 Minutes on Sunday. One of the interesting things that he had to say was what he had to say about General Mattis. Let me play for you that clip, and then I'll show you how General Mattis is involved with Jeff Bezos. As President Trump said, he's kind of a Democrat. Here's that clip from Sunday.
You have said that this administration is like a smooth running machine, and yet we keep hearing that the White House is in chaos.
It's wrong. It's so false. It's fake news. Now, did out of hundreds and hundreds of people, some I could have not picked, I'm changing things around, and I'm entitled to. I have people now on standby that will be phenomenal. They'll come into the administration. They'll be phenomenal.
More people going to go?
Yeah, other people will go, sure.
Because so many people. You have a kind of a record of turnover.
Look, I told you the story. We have a great, I think I have a great cabinet. There are some people that I'm not happy with. I have some people that I'm not thrilled with. And I have other people that I'm beyond thrilled with.
What about General Mattis? Is he going to leave?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't told me that. I have a very good relationship with him. I had lunch with him 2 days ago. I have a very good relationship with him. It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well. He may leave. I mean, at some point, everybody leaves. Everybody. People leave. That's Washington.
Yeah, he's maybe something of a Democrat. Now, Mattis came out and said, I don't have any party affiliations and so forth. Now, I don't know if he's a Democrat. I don't know if he's a Republican. I do know that he is a swamp creature. And let me tell you why. When I heard that, I thought back to this article that I covered when it came out in August by Vanity Fair. They said when we saw this big contract coming out, $10 billion contract from the Defense Department, it looks like it was written for Amazon. It had certain qualifications, as I just mentioned. It had to go to a company that already did more than $2 billion a year in commercial cloud revenues. If you didn't have that, don't apply. Well, there's not too many companies that qualify for that. And then it had other things in it that were written specifically, looked like, for Amazon to win this contract. So the question was, has Bezos become more powerful in D.C. than Trump? Now the question also is, is Mattis a swamp creature? They said, what's more, the process of crafting this contract they call JEDI, the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, again, taking the data services of the Pentagon that are distributed over 400 centers, putting them in one particular place like the CIA did before they got hacked, the JEDI contract bears all the hallmarks of the swamp that Trump has vowed to drain. Though there have long been talks about the Defense Department joining the cloud, the current calls for bids was put together only after Defense Secretary Mattis hired a D.C. lobbyist who had previously consulted for Amazon. The lobbyist, Sally Donnelly, served as a top advisor to Mattis while details of JEDI were being hammered out. A little bit of a conflict of interest. Maybe that's why some of these specifics in there are specifically for Amazon. During her tenure, Mattis flew her back to Seattle to tour Amazon's headquarters and to meet personally with Jeff Bezos. Then, as the cloud computing contract was being finalized, Donnelly's former lobbying firm, SBD Advisors, was brought in by an investment fund with ties to Amazon's cloud computing unit. So what's going on between Donnelly and Mattis? Well, they go on to say that Donnelly, the lobbyist who is at the center of this controversy, is there some insider trading, if you will, in the RFP, the request for proposal, to set this thing up to make sure that Amazon's going to get it? It all centers around Donnelly, who's very close to Mattis. She's a former reporter for Time magazine. She set up her own lobbying shop just a half mile from the White House during the Obama administration in 2012. It was stacked high with former high-ranking officials from the NSA and the Pentagon, the swamp, all the same people who are there trying to take President Trump down, all the same people who are so corrupt. SBD Advisors boasted that it helped clients navigate the political media environment in the national security space and to maximize opportunities. Among her clients were Amazon's Web Services. During her time at SBD, she grew very close to General Mattis. And when Mattis was nominated by President Trump to lead the Pentagon, she was brought in to run his Senate confirmation process. The day after he was sworn in, she went to work for him as a special advisor. She had special access to Mattis, and among the most significant meetings that took place under her watch was a visit to Amazon's headquarters in Seattle, August 10th, 2017. Bezos personally tweeted a photo of himself hosting Secretary of Defense Mattis. Now, they insisted they did not talk about this cloud bid. They insist on it. And yesterday, as Mattis was making denials that he was partisan, probably not partisan, probably just swamp, Bezos comes out and he says, we will continue to support the Defense Department. He says his company will continue to support the Defense Department, drawing a contrast with Google, which has said that it will not seek some military contracts following a protest from its employees. They point out in this article from Bloomberg that Amazon Web Services, which is what we're talking about here with the JEDI contract, is widely seen as a favorite to win this $10 billion contract. Google last week said it would no longer compete for that work, which involves transitioning massive amounts of Defense Department data to the cloud. Other companies still vying for it are IBM, Oracle, and Microsoft. And so there we have Jeff Bezos, the owner of the of his own personal political blog, The Washington Post, virtue signaling about how much he cares for the Defense Department because there's a $10 billion contract in the works that has his fingerprints and Mattis's all over it. All right, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Saudi Arabia. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the sale that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have 50% off of all InfoWars Live products and free shipping for all those products. Things like BrainForce Plus, Secret 12, our vitamin B12, Supermail, the Real Red Pill, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, Silver Bullet, our colloidal silver supplement. All of these products, 50% off, plus free shipping. All the InfoWars Life products, 50% off and free shipping. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, one of the other things that happened yesterday evening was the fact that President Trump has suggested that maybe it was rogue killers who took out this missing Saudi journalist. There seems to be no question at the moment whether or not he was killed. There apparently was a recording that was recorded by his Apple Watch, as I pointed out last week. The range of the Apple Watch to his phone, which was left in his car with his fiance, is about 100 yards. May have been recorded. The Turkish government is saying that it was recorded. So it's going to be kind of hard for the Saudis to deny that. But it's starting to look like there may be other issues involved in this one as well. It may be that it's not just being elevated to disguise the massive censorship of alt media, but it may be some political moves that are taking place to try to drive out Mohammed bin Salman. But will that work? Not clear. As a longstanding OPEC watcher said, the Saudi comments saying that they would retaliate if any tariffs were taken against them, because earlier we had a lot of people from Lindsey Graham to Democrats to even President Trump saying if this is true, there'll be severe consequences. And they came back and they said, if there's any consequences, there'll be consequences from our end as well. This is something that for 45 years, the Saudis have never threatened the supply of oil. As a matter of fact, their claim to power was to say they were going to stabilize oil supplies. This is a big change for them to come out and say, as one of the people said, well, if you think that Saudi Arabia is prepared to follow through, even the suggestion of using oil as a weapon undermines their longstanding effort to project themselves as a force for economic stability. The kingdom said in an official statement, the Saudis said, the kingdom affirms its total rejection of any threats and attempts to undermine it, whether by threatening to impose economic sanctions, using political pressure, or by repeating false allegations. So they have subsequently thanked the U.S. and other nations from refraining to jumping to conclusions in the case. And this rhetoric was stepped up by a Saudi media general manager, Turki Al-Dakhil, who said this. He said if there was any sanctions taken, any actions taken to punish Saudi Arabia, he said it would lead to Saudi Arabia's failure to commit to producing 7.5 million barrels. And if the price of oil reaching $80 per barrel angered President Trump, no one should rule out the price jumping to 100 or 200 or even double that figure. So they got us over a barrel. And I'm not just talking about oil. I'm talking about the petrodollar that was created, that situation created by Kissinger and Nixon. You know, when I look at this and I look at the criticisms about the world, the WWE being slammed because they were going to have an event there, I wonder if this whole thing is not some kind of a professional wrestling metaphor. This might be an attempt to try to move MBS out of power. I don't know if that's going to work.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Supermail Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Supermail Vitality. So I want you to experience Supermail Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Supermail in you with Supermail Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.